Venezuela, Maduro regime requests arrest warrant for country's legitimate president. By Christian K. Caruso on September 24, 2022. Venezuelan Socialist Oil Minister Tarek El Asami, a U.S.-designated drug kingpin, announced on Thursday that his regime has formally requested 23 international warrants and contacted Interpol to arrest legitimate President Juan Guaido and the former president of Colombia, Iván Duque. El Asami did not specify what he meant by international warrants, i.e., which country would be issuing the warrants, nor did he explain what role the socialist regime is expecting Interpol to play. He did claim that Interpol would issue red notices, or requests for arrests, for the individuals involved. Interpol does not have the power to arrest anyone, but can urge member states to use their sovereign powers to do so. El Asami accused the group, which also included socialist opposition leader Leopoldo López, of hatching a plan to steal and dismantle the Colombian-Venezuelan petrochemical company Monomeros. Monomeros, a subsidiary of Venezuela's state oil industry, Petróleos de Venezuela, PDVSA, is a petrochemical company located in Colombia that produces fertilizers, phosphates for cattle feed, caprolactam, and other products. The company's importance derives from the fact that by 2021 it was producing 40% of Colombia's national fertilizer market. El Asami, who has been accused of having ties to the terrorist organization Hezbollah and for whom the U.S. Department of State has an active $10 million bounty on over drug trafficking charges, claimed that the Maduro regime has denounced and submitted evidence of an alleged plan to steal the company involving all accused, while also claiming those involved had improperly run the company. According to El Asami, the Maduro regime also found evidence of the creation of shell corporations that allegedly provided Monomeros with advice to justify the payment to relatives of opposition leaders. They are the first to come out to talk about democracy and transparency, and they are a bunch of criminals, he said. In 2019, during the height of the political crisis derived from socialist dictator Nicolás Maduro holding sham presidential elections in 2018 and his refusal to step down, the administration of Juan Guaido, who assumed Venezuela's presidency as per the country's constitution, took control of the company until August 2022. Far-left Colombian President Gustavo Petro, 48 hours after assuming the presidency, ordered control of the company be returned to the Maduro regime. Petro and his administration do not recognize Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate president. Petro has described Guaido as a non-existent president. Petro's administration has expressed its intention to purchase a controlling 51% of the petrochemical company from the Maduro regime. The company had been sanctioned by the Trump administration in 2019 while under control of the Maduro regime, but under Guaido's control was granted an operating license recently extended until June 2023. Under Guaido's control, the Colombian-Venezuelan petrochemical company was marred by grave accusations of corruption. In 2021, the Colombian Superintendency of Corporations released a resolution that revealed that Monomeros had failed to comply with some of the country's money laundering and terrorist financing risk self-management obligations. The report also revealed that the company's cash flow was in the negative as of August 2021, with outstanding debt to foreign suppliers that amounted to more than $129.6 million. In August 2022, the Venezuelan opposition-led National Assembly, which was ousted by the Maduro regime in 2020 through a sham election, found itself at odds after certain opposition political parties partially blocked a report that addressed the corruption accusations during the control of the Guaido presidency. The report, while detailing the political responsibility of Guillermo Rodríguez Lapria, who Guaido designated the general manager of Monomeros, excused Guaido of any corruption allegations. Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo López, who is currently in exile in Spain, released a statement on his personal website dated September 18 denying the Maduro regime's accusations. El Asami affirmed on Thursday that the Maduro regime has the complete and absolute control of the Monomeros plant in Colombia. El Asami asserted that, now that Colombia has resumed judicial cooperation with the Maduro regime, he expects that some of the accused who are still living in Colombia will be extradited to Venezuela. We hope that they will be captured and placed at the disposition of the Venezuelan justice system, he stated. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.